Collective aus Tel Aviv kommt die Band und ihr Stückchen Happiest of All Memorial Days, das stammt vom Pangaea-Album am 4.7. erschienen von A Collective. Kunst- und Kulturveranstaltungen sind normalerweise an einem festen Ort und finden eben dort einige Wochen lang statt. Gerade aber läuft ein Festival, das dieses Standardkonzept auf den Kopf stellt. Beim Project Space Festival öffnet den ganzen August über jeden Tag ein neuer Projektraum für 24 Stunden. An jedem neuen Ort gibt es dann auch ein komplett neues Programm. Über die Idee und was das Festival alles zu bieten hat, darüber spreche ich jetzt mit zwei der Organisatoren. Lauren Reed ist bei mir im Studio und Christopher Klein ist ebenfalls da. Beiden sage ich herzlich willkommen. Welcome and hello.
Hello, thank you.
How are you doing? Everything all right?
Very
I mean,
good.
You've been busy for a few days now already, right?
Yes, exactly. As you said, we have one event every day, so it's been running along.
Yeah, and you must be kind of crazy by now, schizophrenic.
Not yet. We still got until the 31st, so we've got
true.
To pace ourselves.
Cool. Keep saying like for two more weeks or something. Well, as I said, your festival started on the 1st of August, so there's been spaces, there's been projects. How did it go so far? How has it been? What have you experienced until now?
It's been really wonderful. It's been amazing how many people have been coming to the different events. The events themselves have all been really mixed experiences, from really nice performances, some food sharing, and different gatherings as well.
Okay.
So it's been also a surprise every day to see what each of the spaces are doing. And Chris here is directing a space called Kinderhook and Caracas, and they've also already had their event. So I guess he can talk a little bit about his, but it's been really nice.
Yeah, and it sounds totally interesting. Not only the space is changing like every 24 hours, but the programs are changing as well. So you get surprised every day, I imagine.
Yes.
And as I told the people in the beginning of this in German, the art exhibitions and performances are normally taking place at one venue and over a certain time, but your festival is like 30 days and 30 venues and many, many people involved. How did the idea come up? Where does the idea come from?
I mean, for us, we were really interested in Berlin has such a rich scene of independent art spaces. There's over 150 spaces. And for us, we were really interested in all of the different approaches that the different spaces have. So from really interesting curatorial approaches or difficult or challenging architecture. We have Duraum with 5 meters square.
Wow.
They're working with this every month. And then also, you know, the big icons of the Berlin art scene that have really been there from the very beginning, the Auto Center and so we were really interested in bringing them all together, but giving everyone their own space. They're working within their own space, but to work in a way that they always do and share their vision.
And did all the people who are involved now like the idea of sharing their vision? Because I can imagine that you have a little art space and you kind of like have your program in there and you invent artists that you you invite artists that you know and that you like and whose work you like, you admire, and then some freaks like you come up and they're like, yeah, share your idea, maybe we'll share in this caring or something like that. Are there some people who go like, no, I don't want to be part of this, I want to create my own soup?
This is true. And I mean, it's been particularly, we've used a format as well where it's been a surprise format, so each week we've only been announcing the content of the event, and prior to that really focusing on what each space was doing themselves. So I think for some spaces this was a challenge to, you know, you always focus on the artist or event that you have rather than looking at the whole concept or the work you've done over time. And so I think it can be an intimidating challenge, but also a fun one. I know some spaces such as Sox Berlin, they are doing something that they've always wanted to do, but they've never been able to. They have a window on the street and now they're inviting people into the backyard for a film screening. So
It's cool.
It's given you opportunities.
And I mean, that's something if you want to have to do with art, it's not the best idea to just get into your own kind of little, you know, you have to be open to the world and maybe take part in things like that.
Exactly.
As we already told people, Christopher, you are working in a project space, or you have been working in one. What was your approach to that, and what have you done? Where have you done it?
I run Kinderhook and Caracas with Sol Calero, who's also my wife.
Okay.
And we founded it about 3 years ago. Just as a place to make projects happen with people that we saw the potential for just a good, solid, usually a solo exhibition, where they either someone who maybe hasn't had the opportunity to really do a serious solo show and develop it with someone else, mm-hmm. or else sometimes we invite people who are more established and maybe they have a gallery, they don't need a regular solo show, so we encourage them to do a project which maybe they would never do in a commercial cool. space, like curate a show from the Artotech was one mm-hmm. that Michel de Mena did, who's a Canadian artist, mm-hmm. or Özlem Altın is a German artist who invited her family to collaborate together on a show, which she would never do for an art fair or something.
Oh, but cool.
In our space, you can work with quite serious people that have really interesting work.
So you take, the whole thing is actually taking people out of their comfort zones, kind of, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully inviting people, though, into comfortable zones, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's because the art spaces themselves, they do have their comfort zone, kind of, and they mm-hmm. live in it. Mm-hmm. But then, as I said, the guys like you come and you kind of mix the whole thing through. I really think that's an interesting idea. How did you actually choose those 30 locations that you have?
Actually, so the festival has been organized by myself and two other curators, Nora Meyer and Marie Grafto, and mm-hmm. we also are co-running a project space. But for us, we really, at the beginning, wanted to select a mix of spaces, as I said, that had various kind of approaches, from mm-hmm. the long-lasting to the small and independent, interesting curatorial lines. Yeah, so we began with a small mix, and then as we began asking more of the spaces, we were also asking them for advice, and eventually, over time, the schedule was set with a limit of 30.
Yeah, and that's cool. But is there political discussions happening in that surrounding? Because the art spaces that we're talking about, they're endangered by more and more people moving into Berlin. Mm. The rents are going up and up and up and up. And there's a lot of discussion about the free art scene in Berlin. Is that something that's coming up automatically when you meet all those people?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it is, of course, a political landscape, the mm-hmm. project space scene. I mean, for us, we specifically wanted to provide like a really momentary slice, and it is the fact that spaces are opening and closing all the time here because of the change in rent and the change mm-hmm. in spaces and locations. So, yeah, we wanted to create a small piece that next year will be probably completely different. And I mean, even as we're going along with the festival, I'm learning about new spaces that just opened sure. up last month yeah, and then sure. others that are closing. And yeah. It's the nature of yeah. the way it runs.
but I can hear that you're planning to do that stuff, or that festival next year again, and then the year after that, and on
yes,
and on and on and on.
Exactly. So we hope it will be completely different next
sure.
year, and each time it runs will be a whole new.
Yeah, from the 30 spaces that you have right now, there may be two left over in 2 years or something. You never know.
We hope not.
We don't hope so, but yeah. But it's an interesting thing that you keep an eye on those locations and on those art spaces. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to a song. Here's the Arkells mit Come to Light. Am Donnerstag spielen sie übrigens bei uns im Fluxbau und auch auf der Flux FM Terrasse. Wie man da teilnehmen kann, das guckt ihr am besten mal nach auf fluxfm.de. Hier geht's jetzt gleich weiter mit dem Gespräch zum Project Space Festival. The Arkells mit Come to Light. Infos, wie ihr am Konzert teilnehmen könnt, findet ihr auf fluxfm.de. 30 Tage, 30 Locations und immer ein wechselndes Kunst- und Kulturprogramm. Das ist das Projekt Space Festival oder Project Space Festival, das den ganzen August über noch läuft. Bei mir im Studio immer noch Lauren Reed und Christopher Klein, die das Festival mitorganisieren. Now there's like 19 days to go. What are the highlights that you shouldn't miss? Or don't you know yet because you haven't seen it all?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, there are so many exciting events coming up.
Uh-huh.
One, I mean, as you said about this potential fatigue happening, I'm, to be honest, quite looking forward to Sunday, a relaxing day at a space called Sonntag.
Okay.
Also called Sonntag because they have an event every Sunday. They're always held.
Okay, where's that? Which part of town?
I have to check, near Prenzlauer Berg.
Okay. That's close enough.
Schöneberg. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry, April.
Well, we we'll tell people where to find all those locations in the end of that
exactly.
talk. So that it doesn't matter if you know, don't
Perfect.
Know exactly now.
Thanks.
Well, we're not at school here, you know.
You're quizzing me. I mean, the nice thing about this space is that when they always invite an artist, in this case Ignacio Uriarte, mm-hmm. and they invite the artist to exhibit within the apartment of the directors. And one of them, April Gertler, she always makes a cake of the artist choosing for the event. So
cool.
she's making Ignacio's favorite cake, which uh-huh. is fresh fruit tart. And so I think this is going to make a nice, relaxing Sunday.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. What about your work, Christopher? Are you done yet with the space that you've been...
We had our event August 6th. It was a Danish artist named Zora Nagard who came and made a very intense installation, considering it was one day, uh-huh. of like a based on a sort of futurist restaurant. And he made like a 10-course meal that he brought out throughout the opening. Very delicious and serious cook, too. So he was like... working nonstop for many days.
That must be satisfying, though, to if you invite an artist and you tell them it's just for one day, and if they don't show up, their lazy side and be like, yeah, I found this ready-made thing. I'll just hang it up the wall. I'll stay for a day. I'll talk to people about it and I'll leave again. Is that okay? But most of the people seem to be really into it and seem to
yes.
put a lot of work into that one-day exhibition, right?
It's been really amazing how much work. I mean, Kleine Humboldt Gallery just had theirs and they really installed a site-specific exhibition in the Agricultural Institute. Every room was filled with art and they did hourly tours. So it's amazing the amount of
Crazy.
Work that's gone into all of the events.
If I was an artist invited to that thing, I would do a vernissage, a mm-hmm. long vernissage and a long finissage, but no
yes.
art in between. That would be a cool concept as well.
Drinks only.
Yeah, drinks only. I mean, there's a vernissage, took a little longer. We have to start with the finissage. Maybe you have a look at the art next time. That would
Perfect.
Be my thing. But is there going to be a big party at the end of the whole thing?
Exactly, yes. At the very last day, so on the 31st of August. I mean, one of the nicest things about this also has been able to be bringing all the spaces together
yeah.
and meeting and talking in ways we wouldn't normally. And so
yeah.
we have a big party. Everyone is invited. It'll be at Bar Babette
okay.
and on Karl Marx Allee.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be our big final celebration with everyone involved.
Yeah, cool. And then it just said that it's important to bring the people together who are having those art spaces, not only artists that come together, but those people as well.
Definitely.
And that's something that you realize when you read the name closely, right, of the whole thing, because it's called Project Space Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So the project is important, but the space is as important maybe, right?
Exactly.
For
yes.
the whole festival.
Yeah, we really wanted to put the spotlight on the work of the spaces themselves
mm-hmm.
through the festival.
Cool. And if listeners want to check out the program right now, if they do want to know exactly which day is going to be what, where and how, where can
mm-hmm.
one find that?
We have our website, which mm-hmm. is Project Space Festival -berlin.com
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
on there we'll have all of the calendar and all of the spaces.
Yeah.
You can also sign up to our newsletter. We're sending out weekly updates with the contents inside the calendar each week.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page which you can follow through the website.
Okay. Also Project Space Festival Berlin unter Umständen.
Dash Berlin.
But if you Google Project Space Festival,
yeah.
you're gonna be on the right side in a few minutes.
Exactly.
So I wish you the best of luck for the last 19 days. Maybe
Thanks.
You come back in the end of it and we talk about that, or maybe next year we try to get some more art spaces to work with you, or we invite people before you begin
yeah.
with the whole thing in August. That would be cool.
Sure, sounds fun.
Yeah, I think so too. So best of luck for the last days, and say hi to all the space people and to the artists that are involved.
Thank you.
Also noch bis Ende August läuft das Project Space Festival. Dabei ist jeden Tag ein neuer Projektraum in Berlin für euch geöffnet und präsentiert 24 Stunden lang dort ganz eigenes Kunst- und Kulturprogramm. Was euch wo erwartet, könnt ihr nachschauen auf der Homepage des Festivals projectspacefestival-berlin.com oder aber ihr gebt einfach Project Space Festival mal bei Google ein und Berlin dazu, dann seid ihr auch auf der richtigen Seite unterwegs. Lauren Reed und Christopher Klein waren bei mir, die Mitorganisatoren des Festivals. Thanks again, bye bye.
Danke.